USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A BNSF train and an 18-wheeler truck collided in Cameron, Texas, causing a large explosion and fire. According to Milam County Judge Steve Young, the crash happened before 7 a.m. Tuesday. Young says the 18-wheeler hit the train, causing 14 train cars to derail. However, the driver of the 18-wheeler survived, and all personnel on the train are okay. The wife of notorious longtime drug kingpin El Chapo on Tuesday was ordered held without bond pending trial, one day after she was arrested at Dulles International Airport for alleged international drug trafficking. 31-year-old Emma Espiro faces a charge of conspiracy to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin, 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, 1,000 kilograms or more of marijuana, and 500 grams or more of methamphetamines. President Trump has submitted a statement of appeal to an oversight board funded by Facebook in a bid to rejoin the platform. The decision is expected to take around 2.5 months. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In a bill that experts say will take our children and grandchildren to pay back, the exuberant $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill has many critics. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York woman wanting to start a family has turned down the COVID-19 vaccine because not enough information is known about the vaccine. The personal decision cost her her job. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
The COVID-19 vaccine is not mandatory at this time. Once we know more about the vaccine, it's possible that it will become mandatory. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.